I decree and declare, because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over your people. I decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. I decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace and prosperity and blessing. I decree and declare the enemy has no power over us, and we overcome evil with love. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words, your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and good health and longevity to our lives. I decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we have witty ideas and new businesses. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors. There are more with us than against us. I decree and declare Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I decree and declare it has been given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give into our bosoms. I decree and declare we sow bountifully, and therefore we reap bountifully. I decree and declare that we will be cheerful givers, and that God has made all grace abound towards us, and that we have sufficiency in all things. I decree and declare the Lord is my shepherd, and we shall not want. There is no lack in him, therefore there is no lack in us. Prophetess, please open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And Father God, we thank you for the platform where we come forth and we begin to pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. We thank you that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the infinite supply. We thank you, Father God, for the ways you've made, the doors you've opened. We thank you, Father God, for being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for the thing that you're giving us, Lord God. We thank you for the kingdom riches, the kingdom economy that we're stepping into, Father God. We thank you for the new businesses. We thank you for the new innovation. We thank you, Father God, for the new disruption that's coming from your people. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for as we lay down tonight that you give us sweet sleep, Father God. We thank you for the safety. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the comfort. We thank you for the wholeness. We thank you for the completion. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestation. We thank you, Father God, for the miracles. We thank you for the daily bread, the rhema word, the manna that you supply us with, Lord God. And we shall forget not the benefits that you load us with every day. We thank you, Father God, for the new mercies we see every morning. We thank you, Father God, for the new grace. We thank you, Father God, for the favor. We thank you, Father God, for the promotion. We thank you, Father God, for the insight. We thank you, Father God, for the justice. We thank you, Father God, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. We just thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Father God, for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Father God, for the breakthroughs. We thank you for the things that you're breaking up. We thank you for the things that you're transforming and transitioning. We thank you for the shiftings. We thank you for the changes. We thank you, Father God, for the Queen Bill of Health that you get help even to your people. We thank you, Father God, for the help that you're sending. We thank you, Father God, for the angels that you've given charge over us. We thank you, Father God, for the works of our hands shall turn to gold, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings untold. We thank you, Father God, for the infinite riches that we're coming into, Lord God. We thank you for the season of all as well. We thank you, Father God, for just the inspiration that you're giving your people and the influence that you're leading us and guiding us in and that you're equipping us with. We thank you, Father God, for the works that you have for us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the instructions and the direction. Amen. I even thank you, Father God, for the chastening because you chasten those that you love. I thank you, Father God, for you shall not depart from us, Lord God. I thank you for as we abide in you, you abide in us. And that you draw all men unto us, Lord God. I thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. I thank you, Father God, just for the ways you've made, the doors you've opened. I thank you, Father God, for just the things that you're doing in us, that you're honoring our commitments, you're honoring our vows. You're giving us, Lord God, the insight. You're giving us our heart's desires. You're just giving us these things that we've just been praying for and we've been hoping for that we've had before you, Lord God. We just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the unconditional love that you give your people. We thank you, Father God, for giving us hope. We thank you, Father God, for we know you know what you're doing. We thank you, Father God, for you have plans to prosper us and not harm us. We thank you, Father God, for you have the good things that shall come to us, Lord God. We thank you for the expected end and the future that you've prepared for us, Lord God. We thank you for multiplying us 1,000 times more. We thank you for the power that you've given us to profit. And, Lord God, we just thank you for the witty ideas, the new inventions, the money-making ideas, and all of these things that's coming forth in this season, the confidence and the boldness to not waver in our pursuits, but to move forward in faith, confidence, and obedience, for obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Father God, for divine order, showing us that all works together for the good of those who love you. We just thank you, Father God, for all as well. And I thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for having this opportunity to be in your presence. And I thank you for the new direction and total healing for Prophetess Aisha and Minister Bostic and Prophetess Mother Myers and all the people that you know, Lord, that's on the sick and shut-in list. Please, Ronald Blake, grant them all total healing in this season. And even I thank you for my healing and for the nausea to go away. I thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for the mothers of the church. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan and Mary Berrien and Mother Gladys Austin and all the mothers worldwide. I thank you for healing and restoration for all the devastated cities and countries. I thank you for the cleanup of all the wicked that roams this earth. I thank you for just who you are, Lord, and your word, the Bible, and your gift of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' almighty name, I thank you. Amen and amen.
Father God, we're thanking you for a new day to come before your presence. Father, we thank you for unity. Father, we thank you for completion. We thank you for new beginnings. Father, we thank you for your love and just being on time in any situation, in any matter. Father, we thank you for all seasons. Father, we thank you for elevation and expansion. Now, Father, we thank you for our leadership. We thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan. Father, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the vision of poem. We thank you for the vision of prophecology. Father, we thank you for family legacies worldwide. We thank you for every prayer that's uttered on this line. We thank you for every partner that's on this line. And we thank you that even as they move forward, they're moving forward with confidence, with boldness, and knowing how to take a risk and knowing that they'll never fall and they'll never fail because there's no failure in you, Father. Father, we thank you for the insight of wisdom. We thank you for the insight of communication, effective communication, Lord. We thank you for opportunities for transformation. Father, we thank you for covering our children, marriages, families. Father, we thank you for our fledglings. We thank you that they love you so much that they will come to be in your presence and give you the honor and the praise and the thanks. Lord, we thank you for the men and women that serve in the country so diligently. Father, keep them from any harm. Father, keep their families at perfect peace in this season. Father, especially around the holidays, Father, let no one go without lack because there's no lack in you, Father. We thank you for abundance, Father. We thank you for business ideas. We thank you for new homes. Father, we thank you for legal matters being settled in this season and the reward coming to your people. And Father, I thank you for love and success. Father, I thank you for my mate that's on his way. Father, I thank you for I thank you for entrepreneurship. Father, I thank you for covering and healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Bostic, Prophetess Aisha Cooper. Father, I thank you for Brother Wally Bilal. Father, I thank you for Mother Dorothy Myers. Father, I thank you for Mother Betty Johnson. And I thank you for the Fur family, Father. Father, thank you for covering my grandson, Ray J., and my granddaughter, Samoria. Father, we know that no weapon formed against him shall ever prosper. Father, I claim victory for all that's on this line, and I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Amen. Prophetess Glenda.
Amen. Father, we just thank you, and we come before you, God. We honor you. We praise you, Father God, and we exalt you this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are merciful, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that you are the joy. You are the strength, God, and you are the lovers of our soul. And, Father God, we thank you, God, that you are our all-in-all, God, and that beside you there is no other. We come before you, God, because we lift up our petitions this night, God. We give you thanks, Father God, because you've honored us, Father God, in so many ways. You've blessed us, God, and we thank you for it, God. We want to thank you, Father God, that we are the redeemed of the Lord, God. And we want to thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning as God, and we're still in the land of the living. We want to thank you, Father God, for long life and good health, God, and longevity, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for new ideas, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for new businesses, new money, God. We want to thank you, Father, for breakthrough, God. We want to thank you, Father, because you are just, God, and we thank you that your reward is with you, God. We thank you, Father God, because you have your own justice system. Now, Father, we lift up our nation before you, God. We lift up our government and our city officials and Father God, our President of the United States, Father, we pray for the political unrest, God, and we pray for safety and peace in this country and in this nation, God. We pray for Israel, God. You said those that bless Israel, you would bless them. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for safety for that nation. We pray for safety for the United States, Father. We pray for our President that you would put a hedge of protection around him, God, and that you would remove all evil men from away from him, God. We ask, God, that you give him, Father God, the mind of God, Lord. Instruct him in this hour, Father. And we thank you that the right decisions will be made in spite of what it looks like, Father. We thank you, Father God, that nothing is catching you off guard and that everything that's happening, God, no weapon formed against us can prosper, God. And every tongue that rises against us now shall condemn. And we are reminded that you created the destroyer to destroy. So, Father, there is nothing that is catching you off guard. We thank you, Father God, for all the people that are on the line in every household that is representative, God. We ask, God, that you, we pray, Father God, that you would financially strengthen them, God. Strengthen them in good health, God. Strengthen them in their minds, God, in their memory, God. We pray, Father God, for new ideas in the healthcare system. We pray, Father God, that you teach us how to protect our bodies, Father God, eating good foods, God, and herbs, and Father God, the type of herbs to, that we need to grow and the, to nourish our bodies, God. We pray for strength, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will bring us into a new day, Father God, a breakthrough. We pray that you'll bring us into a new day of deliverance, God. We pray, Father God, that everything we touch, Father God, it shall prosper, Father God. And we pray, Father God, as we move and live and have all your being, that we obey your word, Father, and that we stand on your word, God, and that we know that your word, Father God, is a lamp unto our feet, and that, Father God, your word is the key, is the answer, and it is the sword of the Spirit. And as we begin to practice and live the word of God, Father God, nothing shall be impossible. We thank you for unification, that you unify us and bring us on one accord. Let us decree and declare, and let us come into the power of agreement, knowing, Father God, that as we agree, as two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, that it will be so, God. So we thank you that it is so, that your word is alive, God, and that your word lives, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You hear me?
Yes. Father,
praise God.
Yes.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time of gathering, God. You are a mighty God, and we are grateful to be in the presence to serve you, Father God. As I stand here and touch and agree with everyone, the prophets, the saints on this line, Father God, we lift your name up, Father God. And we have the power, for you've given us to cancel out even depression in this time, Father God, even loneliness, those who are reaching out for relationship and family, the ones that they've lost, Father God. We stand in the gap for love, Father God. We thank you, God, because we know you're even looking over the homeless in this hour, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, that as even the group goes out tomorrow to feed and clothe the the homeless, Father God, that you walk with us, for we see healing, we see deliverance, we see network even in that time, Father God. We thank you for the plants of life that you've given us, Father God, so that we can eat healthier, amen, Father God, and anything that's not good for our bodies and our systems that would bring on diseases and illnesses, Father God, we cancel that and we ask, Father God, you to take that taste out of our mouth. Take a taste of even addiction out of the mouths of your people, Father God. We bless your name for that. God, I thank you for the leaders, Father God, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God. We thank you for just holding them up, Father God, blessing them, Father God, and putting that word so rich and strong that they can regurgitate it and feed it to us, Father God, that we can go on to be strong and pass it down, Father God. I'm standing in proxy here continuously against the wall, Father God, continually seeing healing for Ronald Blake, continued healing for each and every one of these seniors, Father God, and those who are in hospitals, Father God, those who are fading away for they think no one is there, Father God, but you, Father God, for the word I'm reminded, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I thank you, God, because you are the biggest thing out of anything. Thank you for being than any situation on this planet, Father God. And we trust you and we believe in your power, Father God. We believe in your power. Thank you for right opportunities, Father God. And thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, God, who thought it not wrong to stand on the cross because of love for us, God. We bless you. We thank you for you, Father God. And we thank you for the angels, Father God, for you planted the angels also, God. We bless your name, for we are decreeing and declaring victory in our lives, Father God, for ourselves, our brothers and sisters, and our family and our generation, God. We give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Karma. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and truly we give you all honor and praise with thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for being the fountain of light and love for us, God. We thank you, God, for restoration, Lord. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation, God. We thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, Lord. We thank you, God, for soulmates, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing all your marriages, God. And thank you, God, for the marriage, your marriages to continue to have plenty of love, God, in it, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for healing, dear Lord, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for mantling our nation with your wings of love, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that for liberating us, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for liberty and righteousness is our crown of pride. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh Lord. We want to thank you, God, for helping us in these stressful days, God. Thank you, God, that we can trust in you, God. Thank you, God, for your bless and assurance that is in all of as well with us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us back home safe as we travel, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your traveling mercies that you give us in protection as we travel by land, air, or sea, God. We thank you, God, for keeping our leader, Master Prophet, and leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. Thank you, God, for giving them safe travel, oh God. And thank you, God, for blessing them, oh God, as they celebrate, oh God, their anniversary. We want to thank you, God, for making us prosperous, God. We want to thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, God. We want to thank you, God, for money-making ideas, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for innovative ideas, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for the time and the this season, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for possibilities, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us choices, Jesus. We want to thank you, God, for compassionate, oh God, giving us compassionate, dear Lord, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for helping us to remember that your dear Lord Jesus came here on earth and dwell amongst us, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your great confidence and hope, Jesus, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that since you are with us, we need not to fear, God. Thank you, God, for making us fearless, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that. And we want to thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all those communities that was affected by the storm or any devastation, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for giving our proper regard to each other, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us patience to walk in unity, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that as in the beginning, the morning stars sung together and all the sons of earth shouted for joy. So now, God, we surrender ourselves anew to thou, kingdom of light. And we want to thank you, God, for that. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us a pure heart that we may have a clear vision of thyself and will be concerning us, God. And we want to thank you, God, for debt cancellation, bills paid in full, God. We want to thank you, God, for being the way, giving us a way, God, out of no way, God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us energy, motivation, inspiration to continue our journey. We want to thank you, God, for making us flexible, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones all around us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, oh God, because without enemies, you would not prepare a table for us. We want to thank you, God, and we want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives. In your precious, masterful, and mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Prophetess Darlene? Amen and amen. Okay, people of God, we want to thank you and for all being here on the line. Amen and amen. And if anyone wants to give the announcement this morning? Amen? Amen. Okay, well, I have it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's a 9 o'clock conference call. Join Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Amen. 8 p.m. conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. All conference call is on this line, this 1-5-1-5-604-9266. Amen. And amen. And don't forget to join us in prayer. Pastor Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, right here every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Dial the same number. God bless. And continue to check your Amen. Amen.
Oh, I thought Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, Prophetess. Mm-hmm. I thought you said amen. I thought you was finished, and I just wanted to remind everyone of Pastor Jordan and Archbishop Jordan's anniversary. So if anyone wants to send love gift offerings and donations, please, you definitely want to get that and let them know that you appreciate them all these years and what they have been what they have been to us in our lives. So if you want to get in and sow the seed, a love seed, often of their anniversary, this is the time, and it can be presented. Do we have a number? We can, Prophetess Joyce, do we have a maybe the 212-316-2177? They can dial there to sow a
yes.
seed of a love of offering.
Amen. That's awesome, and thank you for that. And don't forget the email, amen, Master Prophet sends an MP3 and to tell you what's the best seed to sow for the day. Amen and amen. So our blessings will continue, which continue on. Amen and amen. And it's only going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And thank everyone on the line. Amen and amen. And thank all the utterance on the line. God bless y'all. Have an awesome and wonderful rest of your day. God bless you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
See you later.